Frank, is he always so obsessive?
Yes.
Does he ever lighten up?
Not really.
How long have you been working together?
Well, Frank's been working with him since the Stone Age, but I've only had to endure 2 years of servitude.
Jack. Jack, we got the results.
Timescale isn't in months, it's in weeks.
Widespread flooding has slowed transportation and caused numerous closures, including the Lincoln and Holland tunnels.
The school is really old, and I guess, you know, with all this rain, the sewage got stopped up.
Where are you staying tonight?
They're finding a place for us to stay with kids here in New York City.
Are you sure you can't get home any sooner than tomorrow?
Well, look, Dad, I would if I could, you know, just, ugh, this smell is unbearable, Dad.
Stop kidding around. I want you home.
Dad, I'll be on the train.
Do me a favor, okay? Just don't worry about me. I'll figure it out.
All right, son. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Sam, guess what? We got a place to stay.
Great.
So far, the terrible weather hasn't hit the D.C. area, but local residents aren't taking any chances. As people stock up for what is already being billed as the worst storm season on record.
You better be sure about this, Jack. My ass is on the line.
You saw the model.
And I hope to God it's wrong.
Mr. Vice President.
Tom, you know Professor Hall?
Yes, we've met.
Professor Hall has some new information I think you should take a look at.
We just got these results from our simulation model. They explain what's causing this severe weather.
Look, I'll have to look at this later. I have a meeting with the director of FEMA right now.
This is very urgent, sir. Our climate is changing violently, and it's going to happen over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
I thought you said this wouldn't happen for another 100 years or so.
I was wrong.
Well, suppose you're wrong this time.
I wish that I were, but I'm sure that you're aware of what's happening all around the world.
Look, we're making all the necessary preparations for this storm. What more do you expect?
You have to start thinking about large-scale evacuations right now. Especially in the northern states.
Evacuations?
Yes.
You lost your mind, Hall. I have to go.
Mr. Vice President, if we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Come on, Jack.
Hey, thanks for bringing us here.
I couldn't let you leave New York without seeing the Natural History Museum.
Of course not. It's the world's finest collection of stuffed animals.
Hey, guys, check this out. The body of this mammoth was found perfectly preserved in the Siberian tundra, with food still in its mouth and stomach, indicating that it froze instantly while grazing.
It's been 24 hours now since the snow started falling across the British Isles and over northern Europe, and it shows no signs of letting up. To the south.
You gotta stop worrying now. It's fine. We've got plenty of supplies. We just, you know, we're just snowed in. Yeah. No, it's all right. It's all right. Now you stay where you are, okay? You're fine. Yeah, I love you too.
Okay. Hey, how's Jeanette?
Oh, fine. Ferry just landed.
Yeah. Must be nice in Spain. Wish I was there.
RAF search and rescue team has been deployed by helicopter to airlift the royal family to safety.
Yeah, I think they'll come get us since we got snowed in.
Not likely. Luckily, we got our own jetty. Enough tea and biscuits to sink a ship. Yeah, we'll be fine. As long as the loo doesn't back up again.
In Ireland, those remaining in Belfast and Bandleridge have been urged to evacuate to Dublin as soon as possible. The north continues to receive the worst of the storm.
Approximately 40 kilometers from Balmoral Castle.
We've lost visual contact.